Whoa! Huge, huge, huge guest on the line. Joining us is WWE's Diva of the Decade and sometimes WWE's Women's Champion. She retired with much class in 2006. She has since starred in a CBS reality show, TV show called Armed and Famous. You remember that?
I love that show.
It was awesome. And opened her own yoga studio in Toronto called Stratosphere. Let's welcome Trish Stratus back to the Pain Clinic, kind of, because she never really was on live. We did interview her once up at Niagara Falls. But thank you for coming on today, Trish.
Well, thank you for having me.
We are huge, huge fans. And once I found out that you had picked a charity that to help out, I definitely jumped on board.
Can you tell us a little, thank you for that.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
Absolutely. Well, it was one of these things where we were planning our holiday party here at the yoga studio, and the Heart and Stroke Foundation have these events called Fit for Heart. And, they had contacted us and said, one time when you decide to do, maybe we'll have one of these, aerobathons or kind of a yoga-thons. And I thought, hey, let's do something even, more interesting. Let's have our, the day of our holiday party. We're going to donate all the proceeds of the classes towards the Heart and Stroke Foundation. We're having a holiday party that evening where proceeds, again, will go to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And then we decided to do a bit of a online campaign. And it's been going really, really well. And that's actually how you and I guess, sort of hooked up, huh?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Did you say hooked up? Sorry.
Yeah, hooked up. Wink, wink.
And that is
we can leave it there. I'm going to leave that there for you. Do what you want with it.
Hey, for years, Trish, I've been using this sound effect from something you did. I'll play it for a second, because I'm called the Cash Man Richie Rich, and this is the sound effect.
Cha-ching!
And that was something you did many years ago, but I isolated it just because I think that describes me pretty much. But
wow, that's kind of creepy, but cool.
Sorry about that. For speaking of creepy. Now, the 17th is the actual party at Stratosphere, right?
Yes, and I'm inviting just everyone in the world to come on down to Stratosphere. They happen to be in Vaughan, Ontario, little suburb of Vaughan, Ontario. Come on down.
Beautiful. And also, people can also, you can go to your, I'm kind of nervous about this because a few months ago, maybe 6 months ago, I thought that I got to admit something stupid. I was duped by a Trish imposter online. Yeah, I'm glad that you finally have an online presence at MySpace with myspace.com/TrishStress. But I was duped, and I thought for sure I was talking with you. And so everyone.
Well, let me ask you something. Were you actually communicating, hey, Trish? And you're hey, how are you? Hang and stuff and hook up and all
No, not something like that. But I do a radio show and I'd love to have you on sometime. I'd love to, And
she kept saying, you have to take, she had money from South Africa she had to deposit into an account.
Yeah.
Come on.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad, though. But there's a guy who's on the show here named The Artiste, and he's been a big fan of yours since probably he was 10 years old. He's now 20. I don't know. Actually, he's probably 14, but he's now 22. And he actually, believe it or not, called you when you, the very first show of WWE Access, the TV show, he actually got on the air with you and Jonathan Coachman.
Wow.
Plugged the radio show, and then, he's, I think he was a stalker, but, he's actually with us on the phone right now, and he's got a question for you real quick. Okay, Artiste, it's your time.
Hey, Artiste.
It's your dream come true.
That great introduction, Rich. I really appreciate it.
Hello, the Artiste stalker. How are you?
that's a good way to wake up this morning. But, Trish, I have two completely unrelated questions for you.
Okay.
The first one is, what new diva or knockout that you never got in the ring with would you really like to maybe wrestle with if you ever made a comeback, which we would all love to see?
I definitely look at Beth and Natalya to me. To me they kind of represent sort of back in the day when I was wrestling. there was a certain something that Jazz and I and Victoria and I kind of and Molly and I we were working our butts off to sort of re-educate the fans into no, really, we can do this part of we can offer this as well and you're going to like it, watch, please pay attention. And it took us months and years maybe to kind of work and establish sort of a women's division, a new type of a girl, and I kind of see that same thing in those two. And I always said, when I retired, I said, I knew it was the right time. I'd kind of done what I wanted to do. I worked with all the people I wanted to work with, and now these guys are on the scene, and they definitely are the kind of people that I go, yeah, that would be some, because they're just unique individuals as characters, and I know I kind of enjoy whooping their butts. So yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And my other question, which has nothing to do with wrestling, is, what do you think about the pathetic Buffalo Bills that we all love in Western New York moving to Toronto?
I think it's pathetic, I think. Is that right? Is that good?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the right answer was, though. I was going to go for the politically correct answer. Well, I know we're hosting the Bills, aren't we, up here?
You had them last week.
Yeah, last week.
Oh, did we have them here? And were they sucked then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they sucked before they came there.
Like, in general, football, not that strong of a thing here in Toronto. in general, just because, you know, we're kind of hockey. But so let's just say, I guess, Toronto rules the Bills suck.
There you go.
That's good. It's simple. Put it simple.
Yeah, you know, simple to the point.
Artie, thanks for calling, and don't drive off the road, okay, buddy?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
hey, Trish, you have a huge web presence, unlike any diva that I've ever seen. Do you ever Google yourself?
Yeah, I am. Well, maybe no. I guess, yeah, maybe once or twice. Actually, you can just Google, like, Trish, and I come up. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You sort of are like the share of the divas. Trish, it's you, one name.
Oh, yeah, wow, that's kind of cool. You know what's funny is I actually, the producer of, I did a travel show recently here in Canada, and the producer, we hooked up on the project together. I was co-producer on the show, but she worked on another project with Howie Mandel, and it's a new show coming out called How We Do It.
I've seen the ads.
Okay, good, yeah, it's going to be really funny. So she worked on it with him, and she was, you know, talking to the production people back there, and he's like, oh, well, what other projects are you doing? And we were, like, on our way to, you know, Indonesia or something to go fight, and that's what our show was. And she goes, I'm working with Trish Stratus. And he goes, oh yeah, Trish Stratus. She's like, where do I know that name? And then she goes, well, you know, she's bigger than Howie. And then he kind of said, well, come on, not bigger than Howie. And then she goes, here, let's Google them. And then she Googled the two of us, and I, like, way exceeded his presence on the web. And, you know, just web speaking, yes. So it's kind of cool, actually. And it's also funny because, you know, I think with the MySpace thing, that was an interesting, I don't know, if there's a little backstory if you want to hear the story on how I ended up hooking up with the MySpace and getting it all going.
Definitely. And then one of the things I was getting to when I was talking about that was also, if you want to donate to this great cause, the Heart and Stroke Foundation, you can go to this MySpace and click the banner and you can donate.
Exactly. It's very easy. You can go to the website, and there's, you know, I have this neat little thing going on now where I'm really appreciative of everyone supporting my cause, and so I'm going to, there's a running joke, you'll have to be part of my MySpace community, which you are, to know that I'm going to be doing a photo shoot just for this occasion. Long story, go to the blogs, read it, and I'll be sending out an autographed 8x10 if you donate, you know, to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. I will be, you know, so as a gift of thank you, I'll be sending you an 8x10 in the new year, so that's kind of a bonus, you know.
Nice. And that, you see, the thing is, I don't think Howie's lingerie shoots are as hot either, so
yeah.
No, I'm not sure, I can't confirm that, but I'm thinking probably not.
So how'd you get hooked up with the MySpace then? You're just getting into that.
Yeah, you know, and it was funny because I had heard a lot of people, I mean, I had friends who were telling me, like, oh, I sent you a friend message to your, no, I didn't have a presence on MySpace or Facebook, and I just, like, I heard a lot of either friends saying that, and of course I knew a lot of fans were like, hey, we've been talking on, I was like, oh dear. So I, you know, it is true, you go on there and there's, like, several, you know, people that are, and I don't get it, really, like, faking it. I actually had an incident last year where a fake Trish had booked me on an appearance, and right through to, like, the poor guy sent money and everything and had me ready to go for the appearance and was like, oh, she didn't make it. And somehow I got word of it and got in touch with them and rebooked the appearance so that I made the appearance. And he got totally duped. Like, he sent money and he goes, I did think it was weird, but, like, I was just excited that I booked you for an appearance, you know. So at one point, MySpace Canada got in touch with me and they said, we have this one account where it's the most frequently reported MySpace site and we are going to take it over because it's definitely a fake, but there's, you know, about 6,000 members on it, so if you're interested, you could take it over. So I've always had this, like, thing where I was a little nervous because I was new to the whole MySpace social networking community thing, and I was a little overwhelmed, like, what do you do? Do you have to be on it every day? What do you, you know? It turns out I am actually quite addicted to this whole social networking thing, and it's quite easy, which is great. So I said, okay, well, let's take it over. So we changed the password, and we hacked it from the fake, I guess you could say, and there's actually one site out there. It's a, like, the news source for Trish Stratus News. It's called stratus-faction.com. And he's been a fan for years, and he actually got in touch with me and said, is this actually you? Because I started blogging, and people were like, I think that's actually her, because they could tell there was personal photos and things like that started to happen.
Yeah, they did a similar thing with Barack Obama. Somebody was running one, so you're in good company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it was good. So, yeah, within a couple of days of saying, yes, this is actually officially Trish Stratus, I mean, I'm up to like 11,000 fans, which or friends, which is really awesome and fun. And it's actually, I'm enjoying the whole social networking thing.
Well, can I ask you a question, Trish?
Because sure.
I mean, that's what we do here. We ask questions to the guests.
That's so Murph speaking.
Unless you have me, I just talk. That's what I do.
Well, why not? That's entertaining, too. So, all these gals come along that are fitness models, and they become wrestlers, and you were sort of the bedrock for that. What is a fitness model? What does a fitness model do? What is a fitness model?
What qualifies one to be a fitness model?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it is funny because it's a little bit like the wrestling diva category nowadays. Like, back in the day, a fitness model, oh my God, I make myself sound so old, but back in the day, fitness models were this new and emerging industry of girls who were training, and they sort of like, you know, hey, I can train with weights and not look like a man. That's good, right? So we're fitness bodies, but we're not like, you know, supplementing. There you go. And so then eventually, like, the industry got a little oversaturated, and suddenly there was, oh, you have boobs, and you can also be called the fitness industry. And it sort of diluted the whole industry, and suddenly there was sort of not a strong industry anymore. But it used to be someone that worked out really hard was contracted usually to a fitness company or a fitness magazine. I was contracted with Bob Kennedy, and that's kind of how, you know, you were representing the industry, I guess. And now it seems like even with the, you know, wrestling thing, it's like everyone sort of just jumps in there and you know, I think you need to have some qualifications in order to call yourself a wrestler. To be honest, when I first started wrestling, it took me like quite a few years, even though I'd done some training, like I did Ron Hutchison's gym in Toronto before I even stepped foot in the WWE. And, you know, when people are like, are you a wrestler? I was like I felt I'm not. That I can't, like, that's a big, you know, it's a qualification, and to call myself a wrestler, I have to have, like, some belt or some matches under my belt, and, you know, and I, it really took me years to say, yes, I'm a wrestler, and finally when I, you know, obviously wrestled more than, you know, frequently, I guess, like, more than four times a week for the house shows and everything, I realized I can actually call myself a wrestler, but nowadays, seems like, you know, it's a pretty loosely used term.
You know, it's interesting that you also can wrestle in high heels, too. I mean, that's something that's incredible. Or flats, I guess they would call them. When they, you know, high heels, they're high heels. I mean, I've seen it's like a couple-inch heels.
Yeah, it's a skill. It's a skill.
Definitely. I mean, I you know, I've seen women who can't walk in high heels, okay, let alone you're wrestling on a canvas. But, you know, does it make you proud to see so many Canadian women make their mark in the current business as part of, you know, all the companies going around? And not only that, but also, isn't it interesting that there's a company called TNA, and that was your first alliance there when you joined WWE?
Wow, way to bring that around. That was a good little like tie-in there.
Yeah,
no, it is interesting. I think the girls in TNA are doing a great job, and certainly I enjoy watching the booking of the girls on TNA. You know, I think that I think there's, you know, someone to watch for, and who knows what's going to happen in a few years. It definitely needs a few more years under its belt to kind of get anywhere. But yeah, no, and Canadian girls, like, yeah, we definitely, there's something in the water, I guess. Huh?
And guys too. I mean, you know, there's so many Canadians in the business.
Yeah, no, it is true, right? I don't know. It's I guess we're just highly skilled individuals. I guess that's what it is.
Well, I used to date a Canadian girl, and she would constantly try to serve me her poutine. And
you need to clarify for your listeners what that is, I think. Maybe, well, no?
She smothered in gravy, and I said, I'm not putting my mouth on this. Now, oh, no, it's Canadian fries with gravy, correct?
Yeah. You just had to say it because you're like, she kept offering me her poutine, and I said, I'm not putting my mouth on the what? I'm sorry.
She'd offer me that and Kraft dinner, and to balance it out, we'd have pizza. That's our balanced diet.
That is very balanced. It's very balanced. Good.
Tracy, he's used that joke on a couple other Canadian wrestlers we've had on the show before. Tracy Brooks and Angelina Love and all of them.
I got to keep it in my back pocket because it, like, doesn't make sense if I do it to a girl from Tennessee.
That's a good one. Have you finished using it? Is there more Canadians to use it on?
I got to think it's done. We went up to a TNA pay-per-view just outside of Toronto, and he actually ordered poutine when we were there, just so he could show us what it was.
Yeah, I got it off a girl at the concession stand, and I couldn't get it off my shirt.
It's good stuff, huh?
Yeah. Can you tell us about your travel show, aptly named Stratosphere? You know, we heard that it was renewed for a second year now. We saw some pictures from it. You were all over the world.
Yeah, I was kicking butt all over the world. It was an awesome show. I mean, literally, we got this crazy deal. They just, like, it was the easiest show we've probably ever in the history of landing a show. I mean, it was like I did a second City's Next Comedy Legend, which is a Canadian show I was hosting up here right after I retired, which you forgot to mention. You mentioned the cop show.
Sorry about that. Well, you know, we're in America. We saw Armed and Dangerous.
Yeah, I know. A lot of it's in Canada. I mean, you know, I deny you guys, but it'll get there.
We're not that far. We're less than 3 hours from where Toronto, you know? We could.
But nonetheless, you have a different passport and different customs people that I got to pass my shows over.
No, that's true. And we also get turned away, too.
So I was working on this Second City show with this producer, the one I mentioned earlier, the one who's working with Howie. And she and I, you know, she's like, oh, we got to work on a show. And I had just retired and then hopped into, like you mentioned, two shows back to back. So I was kind of like, I haven't done this like relaxing thing I was supposed to do when I retired. So, I said, you know, definitely one thing I want to do since I've traveled the world with wrestling, but I've never seen the world. I just kind of like, you know, it's very cliche to say, but arenas and airports and hotels. She was at a television festival, one of these annual festivals where all these TV execs are. And she said, oh, I'm working with Trish Stratus. And next thing you know, she called me and basically she's like, they just handed us a 10 episode deal for a travel show. I was like, oh, cool. And like literally that's how easy it happened. It was really, you know, so then of course when I designed it, I was like, wow, I'm going to have to go. We wanted to do something that was culturally reflective of the places we were visiting. And it turned into, of course, that 6 out of 10 activities I did was fighting.
Wow.
So I learned how I did a Muay Thai fight in Thailand. Like, not a real fight. Didn't really think about when I say real, I mean that in the best, you know, wrestling is real. But Muay Thai fighting is quite intense and direct, full-on, full contact. Had my first match. Was a draw match. Loved it. Was pretty. For a minute there, I kind of wanted to be an MMA fighter, but that didn't last.
Oh, that'd be rad.
Yeah, I kind of thought, I could totally do this. And then Elite XC, like, folded. I was like, maybe not.
You could have put chicks in the rear naked choke.
Yeah, I could still do that, actually. So,
yeah. Nice. So now the show is renewed for a second year, right?
Actually, that is another internet rumor.
Ah.
So it has not been. It was done as a one-off. We initially signed up, and they were looking to. That's why it kind of got greenlit so quickly. It was like, well, we need to fill something for our fall. Can you guys do this? Can you guys go? Basically, it was like in a couple months, you're going to go shoot the show. And we're like, okay, let's go. And it was, you know, booked as a one-off. It may get picked up again, but we intended to do it only as a one-off. And you know, it took up 6 months of my time to travel over the world. Poor me to do the show, but it was an awesome experience, and you know, just building my brand.
Now, speaking of WWE, is in Toronto on the 22nd, and Jim Ross was hinting in his column this past week that we may see you do something with them while they're in your town. Is that true?
Well, I think I read that too. He said there's going to be hopefully a Trish sighting. So I think people are taking it to a whole like they're like, oh, are you going to be on? Because I think he's just saying. He will probably see me backstage,
oh, okay.
Around in Toronto. More than likely, yes, that will happen. Outside of backstage, I don't know.
Okay.
They confirm that or deny that. But nothing is planned, obviously. But yes, I probably will be wandering around backstage. That's for sure a given.
Very cool. Hey, yeah, does time and distance make the heart grow fonder for them?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe they just need some satisfaction. I don't know, you know. And there's interesting buzz on the internet by Beth and Natalia. Maybe heard that I was saying I wouldn't mind rumbling with them. So it's kind of interesting to see how it all, and then all of a sudden we're in Toronto, so it was just a coincidence, but it's sort of like that's all I've been hearing lately, so it's pretty interesting.
Nice. Well,
yeah.
Just sort of.
What do you think? What about a Trish Stratus return? Like,
oh, we love it.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely, without a doubt. I mean, it's, you know, it's, what will you say? It's something bad? It's certainly not bad. It's definitely the positive.
Okay, just checking. I'm going to, you know, get a feelers.
Hey, and in fact, if you want to start, we're going to be at Armageddon in Buffalo, and I know that's only about an hour and a half from where you are, you know, and that's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea, isn't it? It's an hour and a half. Okay, where are you guys sitting?
Next to you.
Good answer. Excellent answer. Save a seat for me.
All right, very good. Hey, Trish, about that Armed and Famous show, that didn't see its full run here in America. Did it in Canada?
It did not.
That's
no.
Whack, because I was loving that. I was
watching. Fun, right?
Oh, so much fun. I remember the one where your teeth were too white to do the street solicitation detail.
You totally don't look like a prostitute. Look at your teeth, right?
I know.
Yeah, I was, well, it was funny because we actually tried to, like, we actually tried to yellow them up, but it didn't work. We had the stuff that you put over your teeth, and I kind of have a tendency to have a big smile. It's sort of like half my face, and, you know, I'm standing on the corner. Like, I was working it. Like, I had my body language down. I had, like, a pretend cigarette. Like, I had this, like, this weird, like, crack-holy kind of disposition and demeanor about me, which I studied many a crack hoe to get.
Nice.
And I'm standing on the corner thinking I'm working it pretty good. Like, I thought, I'm like an actor. Like, I'm pulling this off, man. These cops are going to be impressed. And then, like, some car drives by slowly. I'm like, yeah, he totally thinks this is a John. That's what they're called. He thinks I'm a prostitute. I'm going to totally book him. And the cell phone comes out of the window. It's like, click, click, Trish. I was like, oh. I guess I didn't fool anybody. Okay.
Trish, you're on hard times, huh?
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Well, that was my second favorite moment. It's like Jack Osborne said, you're the toughest dude he knows because you took a taser.
Yeah. I actually thought that was the clip that you were going to play. You know how many radio shows I go on and they play that taser? Now I know you're going to go to it and use the visuals or the audio of that.
Yes.
And then create visuals of your own. It's entertaining. I recommend it. yeah, he was funny. He's like, you're a total dude. And he meant that in the nicest way and not insulting at all. But I'm a bit of a tomboy. I've been known to be a bit of a tomboy. And he couldn't believe some of the... And just even when we were doing the police training, I was pretty much, if not beating him, on par with his training. So he kind of was fascinated by that.
Yeah, and since you've done so much reality, and I read your MySpace, you like reality TV, have you seen the celebrity wrestling?
Oh, God, I haven't not. No, I have not seen it. Tell me about it. Is it?
It's serviceable. I mean, uh-huh. A bunch of celebrities got trained by Hogan, Brutus Beefcake, Brian Knobbs.
Frank Stallone.
Frank Stallone was there, Screech, Bonaducci, some women, like a bunch of Playboy chicks, but they trained.
Nikki Ziering.
And they trained, and then they worked, and they had a little series of matches and whatnot. So.
And it was really good by the end of the, after the 8 weeks, they really yeah. had their stuff together in the ring.
Did the whole show, like, come on air and aired and was done, and did it go?
Oh yeah! Last week was the season finale, and I guess it did really well.
Yeah, no, I actually that appeals to me. Like, I would be interested to see that for sure. But I didn't. I don't know. You know, maybe because we don't have it in Canada yet, isn't it? Like MTV, and we get things like a little later than you guys.
CMT,
yeah, country.
We get like your sloppy seconds or something.
Oh, can you say that? Oh, we're gonna get banned by Gary Bettman.
Here comes Sean Avery. But don't feel bad, because that's how it'll be with Stratosphere. We'll get the sloppy seconds on that here in America.
Whoa, there's no such thing, my friend.
Oh, I bet you if you look hard enough, you probably can find the show online. No, not yet.
We're actually working on international rights. It'll be available on a travel show or some sort of network kind of travel-y type of adventure network soon.
Do you feel bad traveling the world while the rest of us are struggling with a bad economy?
Yes, that's what I was thinking about when I was traveling. Uh-huh.
I don't think it was at the time, to be honest with you. But, you know, we're going to let you go because I know. Thank you so much for the time. And I want to ask you one last question. You ever talk with DDP about his yoga for the regular guys?
You know what? I have not spoken since I've opened my studio. We did talk about it when he was actually in the WWE, and we talked many a yoga story about, like, I know it totally is amazing for your body stories. No, I have not. And you know, if he's up here in Toronto, I'd welcome him to come to check it out at Stratosphere, but we have not discussed since.
Oh, okay. I've always wondered that, because both of you guys are doing the yoga thing, and he was, you know, we've had him on a few times, and he's such a yoga nut.
Yeah.
You know,
is that a good thing?
It is a good thing, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yoga, I never want to sound preachy about it, but, like, you know, I'm like, it healed my back. Like, I never want to sound like, you don't understand, though. I couldn't sit for more than 30, you know, but it really is an amazing thing, and I got to say that my yoga studio, if you guys want to come up here and do some yoga, which I think is an excellent segment for listeners.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, you know, I would too. I mean, you know, I think, you know, it's Monday Night Raw's coming up there to the Air Canada Center in a week and a half. You never know, you know.
There you go. We could do some exclusive Stratosphere, coming live from the Stratosphere.
Of course, you'll need a gurney to get us out, because I hear, you know, people are pretty sore after a good, you know, stretching.
Yeah, yeah. But that's okay. Gurneys are fine.
Yeah. Okay, now you can donate to the Heart and Stroke Foundation through myspace.com/Trish Stratus, or check out feelthepain.net. That's the pain clinic's website. Click the banner with a lovely Trish Stratus on it.
Well, you guys did better. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Now, we hope to see your new travel show, Stratosphere, on in the States soon, and maybe an appearance on Raw on the 22nd. You never know. I know. We can hope for that.
Yeah, you can hope for it, for sure.
I want to thank so much for your time today, and come on, folks. It's a season to give. Time to give. And give till it hurts, and I want to thank Trish. I also want to let Trish go with a little early Happy birthday. Trisha's birthday is coming up this week.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You guys are so thoughtful.
Well, she's going to be 25.
Yes.
25, exactly.
Yes, but Trish, thank you so much.
And in case I know people are asking me, like, what do you want me to get you? All I want you to do is to give a donation to the Heartstroke Foundation, because it's actually, it's a wonderful cause, and everyone's been really, really generous, and we've raised quite a bit of money so far from the online presence. So you can also go to fitforheart.ca, and you can find our iHeartYoga segment there, and just and you know, I'll send you an 8x10. It's a pretty good exchange.
Definitely, I've given, and I'm sure some of the guys in the show are going to be given, and we'll get those 8x10s, and we're definitely excited about it. And we're such big fans of yours, and we're behind whatever you do, and it's great that you know. It sounds like you are relaxed, you know. And,
oh, do I sound relaxed? That's good.
Yeah,
I am.
You sound very relaxed, and you know, just one of those images that never get out of my mind is when they were in your house and they were going through all your toys. You remember that? And what was it, WWE show when they had, you had like the room full of the figures and stuff.
Yep.
I thought that was great. It's like, you know, oh man, I wish I lived there.
Confidential.
Well, come on and move in.
Thank you so much for your time today, and we'll see how many people we can send that way and how many donations we can earn. Okay.
Thanks. I really appreciate it, and maybe I'll be sitting next to you tomorrow.
Well, we'll be there. We'll have the shirts that say pain on them. Okay. They really say pain clinic, but you can't ever see the clinic, so just big white pain.
Why don't one of you wear one with pain? One word clinic. I'm just saying.
We could do that.
And I'll wear the duck. Okay. No.
And we'll have one for you if you show up. Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for having me on, and I appreciate the support.
Thank you, Trish.
Okay. Bye, guys.